listeners, welcome back to the Waiver Wire with two dashing Australian blokes. Who else would you rather listen to people talk about the NBA than Australians, James, who aren't even in the country?
We are different perspective out here, Tim, I think. It's just a different perspective, and that's why we know so much about basketball, don't you reckon?
Well, we are Tim and James, hosts of the Waiver Wire, and we're here to talk about fantasy basketball, as we are every episode, really.
What else do we talk about on here, Tim? Not much else.
Well, we do, actually. We discuss
many
topics, especially Australian horse racing, greyhound racing, AFL football, everything but basketball,
it
seems.
Tim, if you can bet on it, we'll talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. We love a punt. Anyway, James, I think it's time to jump right in to the Waiver Wire, meaning the podcast.
The classic fantasy basketball podcast.
Yeah, your Yahoos and your ESPNs.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got some hot players, some cold players, some general players to look out for in the league. The buying low and the selling of the high. Make sure you've got to sell them players high. We'll tell you a player who you should be selling high on. Free agency, who not to pick up in free agency, free agents to look at. And then, of course, we finish off with the very, very fun question time.
Yeah, but we'll reveal all that a little bit later in the show, Tim.
So, James, if you just want to kick us off with your hot players of the week.
Well, Tim, do you know why I'm playing the air horn? Because I won. We discussed earlier the trade I made earlier about 3 weeks ago. I traded Damian Lillard, Barry Parker for Carl Anthony Towns and Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin hasn't been able to find the floor, but boy, was I a big winner when it came to Carl Anthony Towns. He's had a monster week, 2 weeks in a row. Just putting up a lot of points, blocks, assists, rebounds, steals, and a lot of turnovers too.
So everything. He's filling the stat sheet.
He's filling the stat sheet. He's doing everything. Pretty good field goal percentage. I've been incredibly happy with Carl Anthony Towns the last couple of weeks, and especially this week. He's been super hot. If you can swing a trade for him like I did, I think you'd be a winner there. And surprise candidate here, Tim, Tyreke Evans. I went the early crow with him. Did say he had to be picked up in even 10-man leagues a couple of weeks ago, even though he's on his 10-minute... He's not his 20-minute limit. But Alvin Gentry has said that he'll raise his minutes by 1 minute per week.
There's more to come on Reek, don't worry.
So, there's definitely some more to come on Reek, but must own at the moment. Timmy was fantastic this week.
Just sorry, I know we do like to talk basketball here on the Waiver Wire, but as we said, we do talk about everything else that piques our interest, really. Talking about the early crow, did anyone see the jockey in the races? They were supposed to do two laps of the track, did one, pulled up on the horse and thought he'd won, started celebrating.
Talk about an early crow.
That's an early crow, my friend. That is an early crow. Oh, well. If you don't do that bad with Reek, I'll be proud of you. Let's hope Reek doesn't do
well,
that.
Well, Tim, your hot player here has got me a little bit sad.
Would that be Zebo?
It would be Zebo. His best game of the year against the Rockets.
I wouldn't say that. He's had a couple. He's had a really, really good week. Zebo's turned back the clock, apparently.
Yeah, he has.
He's gone up to Father Time and said, "Can you turn me back to 30 years old when I'm the king of the post?" And that's exactly what he's done. He's taken over, James. He's absolutely taken over. And me and James are actually playing each other in the Yahoo Fantasy this week. Just thought we would let everyone know that James, for some funny reason, thinks he's going to give me my first L.
You're taking your first L, Tim. You're going to catch these hands.
I don't think I'm going to be catching an L. It's 5-4 to James, currently. He's beating me by 2 points, and that seems to be the category that is going to cost the loser here. And I may have been quoted many times this podcast series
saying
points are quite overrated. And
could be the one you lose, and that could
come back to bite me. Anyway.
Gee, the giant killer here, that would be a pretty big win.
Dev Booker and CJ McCollum, my other two hot players of the week, so we're trying to turn that around and score 100 points on you by themselves. Dev Booker certainly did, 39 and 39 in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Equal career high, that's fantastic.
No, they've been good.
Anyway, James,
cold players.
I think for the first time ever, I have more than one. I have three.
You have three? Well, Tim, let me talk about one. I didn't have any cold players this week because I... Convincing win.
How was it a convincing win? You haven't won yet. Early crow. Early crow alone.
Convincing win.
Oh, gee, I hope this comes back to bite you.
Demo. Pretty sad.
Oh, I don't know why I picked him. I don't know why it went through my brain.
We talked about you had to pick him up. We said he was a must pick up. Terrence Jones.
We never said he was a must pick up. We said he was a free agent to think about.
Ponder. Terrence Jones showed him who's the man over there in New Orleans.
Without Anthony Davis, we thought Demo would be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Put some points up on the board. Did not occur.
Absolutely not.
Did not occur. And, no, pretty piss-poor week from Demo, I think, Tim.
He was on my roster for a total of 3 days.
Yeah, then you cut him?
I cut him loose just before, actually, just before the podcast started. And picked up another man who I'll actually be talking about in a free agent to pick up, because I couldn't believe he was on the waiver wire. Anyway. No, we'll
be revealed later. Yeah,
you can wait till later in the show to find out, James. I have the two cold players in my team. Draymond Green.
Yeah, surprising.
15, 15, and 15.
It's not ideal.
That's from someone I picked a pick 18 or pick 20 or whatever it was. That's atrocious. I need more than that.
I mean, he puts them up everywhere, but...
It's not enough. Yeah, not enough of anything. That's the problem. And Trevor Booker, 14 and 19. I'm sorry, Trev. That's not going to fly in my team. Might have to be sold high. Well, not even high in the moment. He's just dropped off the face of the earth. After a stunning... He got like 14 and 14 in one game last week. And he hasn't even put that up in a week.
It's probably not ideal. I wouldn't let that fly.
No, I'm not going to let that fly. Don't worry. He's facing my hands at the moment.
Just a couple of players around the league who've been hot this week, Tim. Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, well, if... did you see what Slam Magazine posted?
Yeah.
He was... Yeah, you probably saw me quote the tweet. He put up... What did he put up? 30 points, 10 boards, and 6 assists in less than 32 minutes.
A couple of blocks, too.
Absolutely insane. But I said, and I'm happy to go early crow on this, Nikola Jokic will do it in 20.
Alright.
But he'll get 30, 10, and 10.
Alright. Anyway, we're not talking about Jokic.
Everything's about Jokic.
We're talking about Vucevic.
Magic Jokic.
Vucevic did send out a little memo to everyone saying Vucevic was a must-have against Portland. Responded with a big 56.
Yeah, that was
pretty
fantastic.
Handy at that price. And no, I'm pretty stoked with what he's put up. I saw someone I can't remember who tweeted it, but they said if Vucevic was ever going to get traded, it would be Portland. He just gave a pretty good audition to Portland right there. John Wall, Tim's also been pretty good.
Washington themselves have been good. John Wall and Bradley Beal in tandem.
We have them in tandem in there. They've turned their season around. They've been on a nice little run the last couple of weeks. And I've been happy what's been going over there with the Wizards. They have had a couple of disappointing losses. They're still pretty inconsistent. But I'm happy with John Wall's production especially. And Bradley Beal has been putting up a couple of points, a few three-pointers here and there.
Yeah, just draining three-pointers.
A couple of steals. Yeah, he's had some pretty good first quarters this year, but he's struggling to go on with it in some of those games. Did have 38 last week in one game, so it's pretty handy.
Well, I think it'd be remiss of us to not talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak.
Is there anything this man can't do?
Did you see his dunk?
Yeah,
that was insane. Jumped from
exceptional.
The free throw line, double clutched, and then dunks over someone.
No one else can do that in this league at the moment, Tim.
Anthony Bennett, pick one. Giannis Antetokounmpo, pick 15. The Cavs will remember.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves, who traded Anthony Bennett for Kevin Love, will forever remember that.
Yeah.
They could have had Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What are you going to do, Tim?
They got Anthony Bennett. Well, where would he fit into that Timberwolves lineup anyway? That's what I want.
He's out of the league now anyway.
Signed in Turkey. Hopefully he gets his career back on track.
He'll be back in the NBA.
Rockets will sign him, do a Michael Beasley. Well, one season, then see you later. Off to the Bucks.
He's been good quietly. Actually, Tim, you know what? Just quietly. Michael Beasley. We'll talk about it in free agency. Buy low, sell high. You can go first, Tim. Who are we buying low on?
Kyle Korver.
Interesting.
I do remember a couple of weeks ago we said, do not pick him up. And that was because he was wasting away on the Atlanta bench.
Yeah, we were a bit low on him there.
The trade to Cleveland has changed everything, in my opinion.
Yep.
He's going to be playing like he's 30 again, James. Do you remember when he had that 181 streak?
Yeah.
Of three-pointers made? He's going to repeat that, I reckon, for the rest of his career. Not going to miss another game without a three-pointer.
Yeah, it's just a laser.
The laser is having set plays run for him, and he's going to rain threes. In his first game that they started, they only played a couple of plays for him off the bench, hit 4 3-pointers and 18 points.
Pretty interesting what he's going to be doing over there. I mean, Mike Dunleavy had a pretty specific role there in Cleveland. Lockdown D and shoot threes. So we know what Kyle's going to be doing there in Cleveland, Tim. Shooting threes and in a high volume, indeed.
Well, I don't think he's really got any other job.
There's about 25 minutes for him to be had off the bench. Probably a little bit more since J.R. Smith's out. And he'll be their main three-point threat at this point in time while JR's out and injured and really wasn't having a good season before that. So, I agree with you there. Buy low on him. If you can swing a little trade for him.
Because I didn't think he was necessary to put in free agency since he was 64% of lineups.
Yeah.
I think you can certainly buy low on him.
He's effectively a cheaper Eric Gordon, James.
Jeez, don't talk shit about Eric Gordon.
I'm not talking shit about Eric. I'm saying he's a cheaper...
No one's Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's sixth man of the year.
Eric Gordon put up 13 points and in one game and shot four threes and shot 30% from the field, James. He shoots in volume. How's that worthy of sixth man of the year?
He's handy.
Anyway, he's a cheaper Eric Gordon. He scored 4 3-pointers to Eric Gordon's 4 as well in the one game. So there isn't really much to compare. I'm just talking 3-pointers-wise. They might put up the same amount. You're going to get him in a lot cheaper price than Eric Gordon.
All right, so yeah, well, I'm agreeing with you with the buy low. If we can swing a sneaky little trade, pick him up for not much. Maybe like an end of the bench option.
That's why he's in the buy low segment, James. You're buying
Tim.
Low.
Tim, next buy low, Tyreek Evans.
Well, can I just say, James, this is all the NOLA fans right now when Tyreek Evans came back.
Yeah, 100%. Extended air horn, because New Orleans is just a different team when Drew Holiday and Tyreek Evans are there. Pretty good scoring guards, good attacking, can shoot the three well. And he looks to have some major bounce back in his game. Pretty interesting what he's been doing there in these limited minutes. He's really gone off and scored quite well. So I'd be pretty happy to have Tyreek in my team. I do have him in my team at the moment. People may not be so keen on him because his minutes are pretty low. He's scoring 15 minutes or whatever a game. But if you're looking at his per-minute production, up there at the top of the league at the moment. So if you can get on him early before his minutes really go up, I would absolutely be getting on him.
That's what I was about to say, actually, James. As Tyreek's minutes go up, his numbers will go up, and Nola's record will go up.
Yeah, but nothing could save them, Tim.
I'm just saying, they were an absolute basket case at the start of the season. Then with the return of Drew Holiday, that changed a couple of things. They've shored up their defense. They've really changed the output of the team. They've changed the plays they've been running. And then with the return of Reek, the major bounce, the shooting guard that they've always needed, because they've had bloody Etuan Moore playing. He's trash. But with Reek back, they're a totally different lineup. I'm not saying they're pushing for playoffs. Their season's way too good for that, but they are a totally different team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Tyreek is really a catalyst for success over there in New Orleans.
They've got to stay healthy.
They've been pretty terrible the last couple of seasons, and it's purely been because Drew Holiday and Tyreek Evans just can't get on the floor there, and it's just they're pretty good players in their own right. Drew Holiday came over from Philadelphia, and he had a pretty high wraps on him. Just hasn't been able to get on the court, Tim. But
Nola must have the worst fitness staff.
Look at Eric Gordon now, over in Houston. Missed 2 games with a sprained toe. That's it. Otherwise, he's played all the rest of the game. So, they prevented the soft tissue injuries. So, I don't know what's going over there in Nola. But if Tyreek and Drew Holiday can start together on the same floor and they can stay healthy, Tyreek Evans will be a fantastic fantasy option later in the season.
Oh, no, he will. Especially as his minutes explode.
Probably.
All right.
Who are we selling, Tim?
James. We're selling Contavious.
Controversial, this one.
Contavious Caldwell-Pope.
Get rid of him. He's gone. Get rid of him.
He has been pretty good this season, showing in his third season, that he's starting to become a really good 3-and-D player. He's actually been probably one of the better shooting guard perimeter defenders in the league. Gets a couple of steals. Is very streaky scorer. Drop 20-plus, but can also...
And they will drop his customary money celebration.
Can also not score in a game. That's the problem. To all the people who did have him, sell him.
It's time to get rid of him, Tim. For all the Pistons Twitter, hashtag PayKCP, we don't give a fuck about that anymore. He's gone. You've got to get rid of him in fantasy, because a little interesting thing that's going to happen here is he's going to come back way too early because the Pistons are fucking terrible.
No, look. Okay.
He's going to play through injury, Tim. He's going to play hurt. It's not going to be good for his minutes, one. His output will be lower, too. No one ever plays well through injury.
Can I just talk now?
He's fucked. Get rid of him.
Can I talk now? This was my moment of glory, and you're just and you just interrupt me. Anyway, KCP has been diagnosed with a grade 2 rotator cuff tear. Now, Kobe Bryant, if you may remember, had the same injury 2 seasons ago, James.
You've gone deep into this, Tim.
No, I have. He had the same injury 2 seasons ago. And do you remember how Kobe Bryant played 2 seasons ago? Sum it up in one word for me.
Kobe Bryant is just an overrated player.
No, I don't care about that. We don't want the Kobe stands wrecking us, James. Anyway, how did Kobe Bryant play in the last bit of the season 2 seasons ago.
Terrible.
Trash.
Well, the whole season he was trash.
But he was on minutes restriction because he came back way too early and he never recovered. And for the rest of the season he was on a minutes restriction, I think. And even when he did, he didn't play well. You can shoot, but it's not great.
Yeah,
it just limits your ability to play. So I think it's dumb to come back early, but KCP will come back early because they are atrocious without him.
Yeah. He's their best defender by an absolute mile.
So he'll definitely 100% be on a minutes restriction, and I don't think that'll come off for a long time because it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. A rotator cuff, every time you rotate your cuff, as in move your shoulder, it's going to tear more.
But the thing is,
that injury needs proper time to heal, and it needs to get back to a strong form because something like that, he can from now on, he can dislocate his shoulder just like that.
Yeah.
In a snap of a second, he can dislocate his shoulder.
But I think KCP's output in fantasy terms really depends on the fact that he is one of the highest minutes per game players.
Oh, yeah.
In the
plays
entire
like
league.
40 minutes.
He would regularly plays above 36, 37 minutes a game.
I think he was averaging 35 minutes at the current point in time.
It's pretty high considering how many games he has had to leave through injury.
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
He's left a couple. It's been at least 4 or 5 games he's played about 5 minutes, and the amount of blowouts that have been there for the Pistons where he's played about 20 minutes as well.
And he's still averaging 34
minutes. A game. So in the wins, he does play about 38 minutes, and that's where his output comes from. So if with his injury, can we expect him, even on the low end of 30, it'll still severely impact his fantasy output. So I'd probably be getting rid of him while you can.
Well, what I've noticed is when you make a trade, especially on Yahoo, not so much ESPN, I think it's pretty much the same. But when you make a trade on Yahoo, people don't look, they don't search on Google what's up with this player, how they're playing, why their stats may not have been as good, and why their averages are why they are. Do you know what they look at, James?
Season stats.
Season stats. And they go, plus, minus, am I green in more categories than the trade I'm getting?
Yeah. What categories do I need to address?
So, if you put KCP up for trade, now, KCP is averaging 2.23 points a game, 14.5 points, 3.4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1.3 steals. That's fairly decent numbers across the board for a shooting guard. Because they're usually more of the point scorers.
Yeah.
But he had steals and a decent field goal percentage of 42% and free throw percentage 83%. So that's some good stuff. When you put him up for trade, people are just going to compare those numbers straight away.
Yeah, I know.
So they're not going to realise that maybe KCP's not going to be playing like that. They're just going to think, this is how he's going to perform for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't see him getting those numbers. No, I really don't.
If he's going to have to play through injury for a long time this season. So even if these numbers are slightly down, he's not worth it for what you can get from him at this point in time.
So I would honestly, because look, he has had a couple of 20-plus point games and people are going to be, yes, I know KCP can score over 20 points. Suck him in. Honestly, just suck him in. And just,
if you're lucky, you might be able to get Drew Holiday or something out of it.
Well, if anyone's watched the show The League, you'll know that a customary thing to do in fantasy football is trade rape. And use KCP to trade rape someone. I'm sorry. It should be done. It just should be done. You can get rid of him and you can absolutely win your league with it as long as no one vetoes the trade. Which we actually did to someone in LA.
Oh, that was funny. Just so for everyone out there, on Yahoo, you can vote as many times as you like against a trade. So I did veto the trade about 11 times.
It wasn't even a good trade. It was just a barker for Vooch.
Yeah.
It literally didn't change.
It's just funny.
It didn't change much.
It just pissed him off. Yeah. That was the whole point. Classic.
Good times. All right, James. Moving on to free agency. The man that I was actually talking about, the big reveal is coming. Can I have a drum roll?
No, we don't have drum rolls here, Tim.
We just have a studio audience.
We have the studio audience.
What about Ralph Lawler?
Don't worry about Ralph Lawler.
Ralph, where are you?
No, Ralph's gone for a nap.
Ralph's gone. All right. Johnny Lua. That was the man I was referring to, actually, who I actually picked up for demo. Only in 33% of teams.
But he's injured.
Exactly. He's injured. People have been dropping him. He's down on the wire. He's lost about 10% of teams in the last couple of games, and he's only going to miss 2 more games by my calculations.
Yeah, that's max. They said about a week.
They said 4 games he'd miss. He's already missed 3. So he's going to miss 1 more, maybe 2.
I like where you're going with this, Tim.
So I picked him up right now for Demo. As we were talking on this podcast, I'm that good at fantasy basketball that I'm always on the wire.
Oh, you always got to be on the wire.
Yeah, so I dropped Demo, got rid of that waste of space, and kicked him all the way back to wherever he's from.
Lithuania.
You can go have some fun with Valanciunas.
Because I seriously don't want him on my lineup anymore, and I picked up Johnny Law because he's injured, and guess what? When he comes back, he'll be straight back in the starting lineup. He'll replace, eventually, so it'll effectively be a straight swap, Johnny Lua for Frank Kaminsky, Frank the Tank, who I dropped for Demo, which, so I'm pretty happy with that. That's nice. More three-pointers, more rebounds, more points, not really more assists, but more three-pointers. Who doesn't love three-pointers?
Well, Tim, a little interesting one here, Michael Beasley. This is a very left-field pick, but I'll give you a couple of reasons for it. So,
well, my last left-field pick was Demo, and that didn't turn out well.
Owned in,
we're here at the Waiver Wire Junkie, give advice, do not listen to us. but do use our promo code Waiver Wire Pod at Draft.
Draft? What's Draft?
Haven't you heard about Draft
yet? No, I have heard about Draft, Tim. I just want you to tell the listeners all about it.
Oh, okay. No worries. Well, Draft is the newest way to play daily fantasy basketball, James. It incorporates the Yahoos and the ESPN's snake draft.
Yep.
When you join a team, and you play against 10 people and you all draft a different lineup. So instead of having the same super team like everyone else, you all have different lineups. So you're not worrying about who's in the most percentage of teams and not worrying about that player. You just pick them. And you're the only one who's got them.
That's daily. Is this daily fantasy?
This is daily fantasy. I'm not classic fantasy.
Gee, that's an interesting new take on the whole daily fantasy game. Oh, no,
it is. And Draft is superb. They've been really good to us. We love Draft.
Do you know what, Tim? They haven't only been good to us. They've been good to our listeners.
Our faithful listeners here at the Waiver Wire. They've given us a promo code for you lucky listeners.
Tim, if you deposit $600... with the promo code WaiverWirePod, all in capitals,
yep.
No spaces, you'll get $600 matched.
No, that's a lie. I was actually told you get $1 million. So I just want people to put the promo code.
they'll match your deposit with your first deposit with that promo code WaiverWirePod. So head
and
over.
You get an unknown amount that's more than you deposited, maybe, possibly. Maybe. Put an asterisk next to it. Terms and conditions apply.
Terms and conditions will mean that they match your deposit only. So head over to playdraft.com. Pretty handy little site they got over there. Check them out. Use our promo code, WaiverWirePod. Get some free money.
Who doesn't love free money?
And you can win some more money against some fools.
Anyway, no more spieling, James. That's enough of this episode.
Back to Michael Beasley. So
he did remind me of Draft, though, however.
Because you should be drafting him, Tim. That's why. Only owned in 6% of teams at the moment. But you know why I'm pretty keen on him, Tim?
Why is
minutes
that,
have gone up last couple of weeks.
Even Thon Maker's getting some minutes.
Yeah. But if you're naive, like a lot of other people who play fantasy, this is what we do in the podcast, Tim. We go deeper than these people. We're not calling our listeners naive, by the way. Just there are some naive people out there who don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, Smatho. Luke Matheson, you're naive.
Hashtag get Smatho.
thinking you can take over the podcast.
Last couple of weeks, his minutes have gone up. You won't be seeing that if you're looking at the season average. Season average of minutes is 16 minutes, Tim. Last 14 days, 24. No injuries there at the Bucks in the power forward positions.
Just been playing some good ball.
Just been playing some good ball, averaging 19 points over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's astounding.
Averaging 4 rebounds over the last 2 weeks. Averaging 2 assists over the last 2 weeks. Doesn't turn over the ball much, 1.7. Couple steals, couple of blocks every 2 games or thereabouts. Handy little option there if you need some scoring. And he'll make about a 3 point every 2 games. He gets most of his points from that mid-range area. Fantastic free throw shooter, though, as well. And good field goal percentage. 64% in the past 2 weeks.
I've been holding something back while we've been talking about Michael Beasley, James.
What?
Points are overrated.
We'll move on from Michael Beasley. No, Michael Beasley, just a handy little option there, I think. If you're looking for points... If you're desperate need of points at the end of your bench, he can be a little fill in your gaps.
Alright, next free agent option is TJ Warren. I'm pretty sure you had him to start off the season.
I did have him at the start of the year.
He's now on the wire and only in 58% of teams due to a head injury that cost him about 10 missed games, I think, maybe more. Something like that. Hasn't been the same since he's come back. There is literally no comparison to his start of the season form to what he is now.
Yeah.
Averages have dropped off severely. However, he's coming. I reckon he's going to come back like a freight train.
You reckon? Phoenix, you got confidence in him?
Phoenix is starting to turn it around. It was Dev Booker's turn to have a good week this week. TJ Warren, I reckon. Next week he'll have a superb week. Even if he only lasts a week and you can drop him after that, I think he will have a good week next week. Early
All right.
crow.
All right. Let's see. Next week, Tim. We'll see. This time next week, we'll discuss with our Phoenix Suns guest, someone pretty important to the Phoenix Suns organization and community.
Oh, gee. I wonder that. That could be. We're not revealing it so you actually listen to the next podcast.
It may or may not be Earl Watson.
James, stop.
It may or may not. We'll find it.
99.9% chance it's not Earl Watson.
But that's a 0.01 chance that it could be, and you'll have to check in next week to see if it's him.
And he's not going
to
be in the name of the podcast either, so you can't just skip over it.
You'll have to listen.
You have to give us a listen.
We're going to suck you all in clickbait.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it really clickbait if they're not clicking? No, if they're not clicking, it's not clickbait.
Listen bait.
Oh, well.
This has become disastrous.
Anyway, TJ Warren, have a good week. Wrap up Phoenix Suns talk till next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until I talk about someone not to pick up being Brandon Knight.
Yeah. I probably... 62. I don't know what's going on with the 62% of teams that have him, Tim.
Can I just say something, James?
What?
Last four games, two DNP CDs.
That's not ideal.
And in the two games he's played, scored a total of 10 points combined in both games.
Oh, that's interesting.
Two rebounds.
Why does 62% of teams have him? When you could be having Michael Beasley.
Because there's probably about 62% of teams haven't checked their lineup.
Yeah, probably.
So, honestly, people who don't check your lineup, start checking your lineup. Because that makes fantasy more fun for everyone. And two, get rid of Brendan Knight.
Yeah. And also, Team Demo's got to go. We talked about this earlier.
He's already got it. 8% of teams are wrong. He's in 7%. I dropped him.
Not to pick up Demo, get rid of him. I see there's one more person there, Tim. You want to have a little word about.
Stanley Johnson. So, with KCP being out, and then, you know, minutes restriction and everything all we talked about before. Stanley Johnson, you think, oh, good option. Stanley Johnson. No,
doesn't do anything.
I picked him up in Daily Fantasy because I was like, Stanley Johnson's going to get the start. Guess who got the start? Aaron Baines. Guess what happened? Detroit gets blown out. Does Stanley Johnson still get any minutes? Absolutely not. Scored 6.75.
Who thought Aaron Baines and Andre Drummond would be a good start?
SVG. We might actually have to have the Pistons boys on another podcast soon.
Andre Drummond's got to go, team. That's all I'm going to say on that matter.
Yeah, that chart was deafening. Yeah. That was deafening.
Deafening?
Okay. Deafening. Listening, if you're listening, it's deafening.
It's the final nail in Andre Drummond's coffin, I reckon.
When he's on the court, they're a negative 152 plus minus. When he's off the court, they are plus 92. That's
probably not ideal for your franchise player.
That's not good.
Probably not ideal. Anyway, Tim.
No one showed Magic Jokic because they were scared he was off the charge.
Anyway, Tim. It's time for our favourite...
The return of question time.
The return of question time. William has a question for you, Tim.
No,
actually, the question was directed to me.
James, you can have the question. Should I be looking at Clint Capella? Hashtag William says.
Hashtag William. Welcome to the waiver wire, first off. Thanks for calling in.
First time. Absolutely. First time caller, long time listener. I've always wanted to say that.
First of all, absolutely, you should be looking at Clint Capella. Look at Montrezl Harrell. Look what he's been doing in his absence. James Harden's gone to another level the last couple of weeks, Tim, and Clint Capella will be the beneficiary when he comes back. Was averaging around 12 points and 10 rebounds, I believe, for Kyle Anthony Towns. Yeah. Kyle Anthony Towns shattered his fibula to another universe. Only 66% of teams at this point in time, the point of speaking, can't say at this point of writing, this point of speaking, because I'm not writing anything together.
I hear the grasshoppers and the crickets in the background.
Anyway. Yeah, Clint Capella, 12 points, 10 rebounds, a couple of blocks, maybe two. I actually think those numbers will go up when he returns, Tim, because didn't start off the season too strongly, as had been expected, and then he really rounded into form before he got injured. Montrezl Harrell's putting up some pretty crazy numbers and scoring a lot over there in Houston, so I think Clint Capella, those averages will get a nice little bump, maybe pushing towards the 16, 17 points a game mark, a couple more rebounds, because Houston has been struggling in the rebounding department with him out. And the rim protection will be pretty important with his blocks. So I think his value is pretty low at this point in time, being missing so many games, and he has no definite timetable for return, but he'll definitely be back within the next week. People won't be on that, but he should be back within the next week or so. There's no definites about it. Shouldn't have said definite. We will be back in a week because he won't.
So chuck him on the IL?
Yeah, I reckon if you can get a trade for him, chuck him on the injury list for a week. Pick up someone, I don't know, maybe Michael Beasley. for a week or so.
Look, everything just falls into place with the waiver wire advice.
Well-rounded, Tim, well-rounded. We think about everything.
We construct a really good...
This is why we're ahead, Tim. We're 3-4 steps ahead of everyone else. People are just thinking, oh, maybe I will add Clint Capela, but we've got replacement there. Chuck him on the IL, someone to fill in the gap, and then get rid of him, bring back in Clint Capela.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. That's how that works. So, William, short, long story short, TLDR, absolutely you should be bringing Clint Capela in.
Nice.
Tim Toller has a question for you, hashtag Toller says.
What does Toller say?
First time caller, long time listener. That's what he says. Should I trade Joel Embiid for a player who's going to play every game? Interesting question, Tyler.
We'll see. Thanks for the question, actually, Tyler.
No.
There is a problem here, James.
What's the problem, Tim?
Being that I don't know the answer to this.
You don't know the answer?
Because I've been struggling with this exact question myself.
I have wrestled with it a little bit.
Because I do own Joel Embiid in our league, and I've actually considered it many times. But then every time he plays the next day, and he scores 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 threes, 4 assists. You know, it's good. For pick 120 in the draft, it's fantastic numbers.
As damning as that report, that little box score of Andre Drummond was, so some pretty interesting stats for Joel Embiid. For one player to be plus 200, over 200,
yeah,
in a team that's only won 9 games,
and the fact that he's missed probably every second game,
it's pretty fantastic.
It's Joel Embiid, the process, who actually said TJ McConnell was Michael Jordan yesterday on Twitter. He's been superb. And look, Tyler, this is the answer I'm going to go with here, because I'm going to listen to my own advice actually here as well. My answer is no. Joel Embiid, when he does play, he's starting to get more and more minutes, and when he gets full game time, boy.
Look out.
Boy, because he's only been playing 27 minutes.
Yeah,
that's still his restriction. When he can play back-to-back games, he's going to demolish this league. And when he can get a full...
No one can compete with him. He's just a kind of special player who can shoot from all areas of the floor, three-point line, mid-range, in close. He can take it to the rack, he can dribble,
he needs to score in the post. He needs to cut down his turnovers. That is killing me. That is actually killing me. He has more of a usage rate than James Harden, but, you know... No one cares about stats, apparently. Oh, wait, actually, we do.
We care about stats.
Because there's
that's
a fantasy
output.
Yeah, oh, well. All right, Tyler. Joel Embiid stays.
He stays.
He stays.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, Tyler, wrapping up that question for you has brought us to the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. My name is James.
Thanks for the first-time callers, long-time listeners.
Tim is my co-host over there being the smartass. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back later in the week with the DFS update, your second favourite pod. Maybe even your favourite pod.
No, your favourite pod of the week, let alone ever.
We're all favourite pods. We're just the favourite pod, too. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back soon.